This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
As we speak, I hear nothing in my headphones. I can't hear Todd. I can't hear anybody. I can't. Yeah. I see. Okay, I'll talk. Anyway, as long as Todd says he can hear me, we'll just keep going. You let me know what's going on, Dee. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, one and all, to another edition of What's on Your Mind, Monday edition of the program. How about those Minnesota Vikings, first of all? I think it's impossible not to begin the program talking about that phenomenal, and I do mean phenomenal, end to that football game. Do you remember, I mean, I'm trying to remember a game where I had a similar feeling that, you know, this is done, and no, wait a minute, Omaha, they won it. Holy buckets. Unbelievable. That is really, 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 really phenomenal. So, anyway, I hope you were as excited as I was, although I have to admit, little secret, Todd will chuckle over this. Never do this usually either, but long story, our daughter was going back to college after the Christmas break. And so when we usually go to Mass in the morning, it was the same time her flight was going. So we said, well, we'll go to an evening Mass. We found an evening Mass last night at 6:30. So we go in, and it's like 2017. And, you know, I'm not living and breathing on every play, but I'm kind of keeping track of this with everything else going on, and come out and they say, Vikes won. Oh, great. 29-24. What the heck happened? Because there were like 10 minutes left by that time when we went in. And the Vikes win! Vikes win! Vikes win! Incredible. Unbelievable. Anyway, that's pretty phenomenal there, folks. That's all I have to say. Pretty phenomenal. And those Minnesota Vikings win in that fashion. And I think it's worth hearing Paul Allen one more time, because he came up with a great phrase after they did win. Listen to this.
Run out of bounds or run it off the back of the end zone. I mean, wow, just a big, big mistake. You just got to be able to, you got to take advantage of it when they do that kind of stuff.
10 seconds to go. 24-23 Saints. Vikings at their own 39. It's third down. Three receivers right, Beal and left. Marshawn Lattimore, 12 yards from Adam. Case on a deep drop. Steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs. Stay on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
30.
Are you kidding me?
They run the deep out route. Stephon Diggs goes up, and Marcus Williams, the rookie, tries to jump over the back of him to break up the throw. The ball is caught, and Diggs is able to take it into the end zone.
Look at the Vikings coaches.
This is just an absolute mistake.
Yes!
Are you kidding me?
Look at the Vikings coaches. Yes!
Let's go to Philadelphia. Paul, when it's your year, it's it's your year. That's all I got to say. Stephon Diggs, what an unbelievable play. It's going to be 48 and Grizzly, and we're bringing a purple rain.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. I like the purple rain, and I like the Minneapolis miracle that Paul Allen got in there. It's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Todd, did it get you off the couch?
Oh, my God. You know, I had
I can't hear
a big, loud rant.
We get Monday gremlins all over the place around here. I don't know what the deal is, but they're all trying to figure it out. As long as you can hear me, I guess that's good. And they can hear Todd, too, but I can't hear Todd. Is that the deal? Don't know. Who knows? Yeah.
Wow. We're off to a flying start.
Yeah. Is Manny on the task? Do we know? Is Manny... Anyway, so that was pretty cool. That was just pretty cool. There's no two ways about that. But just fantastic to have. Here's the deal, folks. How can the Vikings not be going to the Super Bowl now? There's no way. This wouldn't be a cruel way to get, you know, oh, it's done. Oh, no, they're in. And then they lose to Philly. That just can't happen. The game is in Philly. One thing we need to worry about a little bit there. Adam says... The miracle of Minneapolis, the texter here, the miracle of Minneapolis was the greatest play in playoff history without question. It'll be talked about for decades. I can't remember much else. I do remember where the Dallas Cowboys, remember the jinx of Drew Pearson and catching on the hip and that whole deal? Of course, it was the other way. But if you're Dallas, you got to say that was pretty special. I'm trying to remember, was that to go to the Super Bowl or was that the division playoff? I don't remember exactly. Where that game was. But remember that? 76, 77, somewhere in there? That's one that sticks with me just because it was so painful as a Vikings fan. Anyway, just pretty cool. Pretty cool. Other things we're going to chat about today, it is Martin Luther King Day. And Martin Luther King had a commitment that I think was second to none in taking on an obvious problem in this country of racism. Right? When you're not allowed to use that drinking fountain because of the color of your skin, or sit at that part of the restaurant because of the color of the skin, or go there on your bus, or have to worry about people in white sheets showing, that's racism. Everybody knows that's racism. And Martin Luther King said it's wrong. A Reverend Martin Luther King said it's wrong. And the reason he said it's wrong is because of his grounding as a man of faith. Any person of faith does not treat a person differently because of the color of their skin. Any person of faith sees human beings, fellow human beings, as made in the likeness and image of Christ, as we all are. And to say one is better than the other is wrong. Absolutely wrong. No doubt about it. But I believe the term racist today is now a political blunt force instrument. It's no longer obvious, you know, almost like a sickness, right? I mean, if you, again, the KKK and some of the horrific things that were done to people of color, make you sick. That's just a crisis of the heart more than anything. But the idea, you know, that Donald Trump using a word which now we're led to believe he didn't actually use. We have one person that says he used the word and it was horrible and racist and he's racist, and that's Dick Durbin, who has a history of lying about these things, who clearly has a ulterior motive politically through all this, and then we have other senators who've said other things. But even if Donald Trump had said what he said, does that make him racist? What in your eyes, makes someone a racist? What is racism? The reason I ask, I'm sorry to be so elementary here, is because I don't know anymore. I don't know. It's impossible to know, because this word has gotten twisted to be used politically, which is really disgusting. Absolutely disgusting, in my mind. 800-228-0550. I want to talk about that today. And also the part of Martin Luther King's background that you rarely hear about that grounded him. And that's the fact that he was a reverend, Martin Luther King. I want to talk about that today as well. And how about an official with North Dakota United? This is the teachers' lobby in North Dakota, the public workers' lobby, I guess, now in this combined effort. With derogatory comments tweeted out about Donald Trump, should the head of the teachers in North Dakota, the individual from an organization that is the teachers' main advocacy group, should they be tweeting such things? We've got to talk about that. And then at 10:30 today, interesting conversation with Tom Fisher, Fisher Industries in Dickinson, one of the finalists to build that wall. There you go. Keep the drugs out. Take care of our borders. We'll talk about that too. Come
on. What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the Ace saltwater system from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
Soaking in my Hot Spring Grandy relaxes me, helps me feel better, and gets me ready for my next game.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Fortune, Minot, too.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Located in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
A miracle, right? I know. I mean, anything could happen anytime in a football game, but I always say when anybody says anything about anything, like somebody's in the hospital, I'm really worried about them, whatever, I always say, hey, with God, all things are possible. Miracles happen all the time, and we don't even, you know, recognize them as miracles. I've talked recently about a friend of mine, Gene Veeder, just in this unbelievable, challenging condition, you know, and the pancreas is a, they call it the angry organ for a reason, I guess. The, you know, you end up with pancreas issues, and you're in a battle right from the get-go, and he was, and started in Bismarck, and that didn't go well, so they got him to the University of Minnesota, and now he's finally just about to be discharged, if he hasn't already, out of the hospital, and going to rehab. But he's been at this since before Thanksgiving.
So 2018 is the year of the Minnesota miracle, then.
But there's no other way to describe that than a miracle. When somebody literally is in a coma, and you are just, you know, it is going very badly, and then slowly but surely, boom, you come out of that, right? That's a miracle. Vikes, I mean, the sack, you're saying, you know, different kind of miracle, but I guess it's a miracle. I don't know. I don't see football as life or death, right? Like somebody's sick, you know, I mean, it just doesn't seem to be the same. But, you know, it's it's kind
but
of
you have to admit, I mean, I was sitting there with a whole big rant ready to hit send, and I thought, no, wait till the clock's out. And then look up and, what?
Yeah, and I wow. Guarantee I've had all kinds of phone. I was joking that I was in church, so I'm responsible for the win because but, you know, 2017, okay, I'm off to Mass. And actually literally was at church when this happened. I had to watch
the replay. Oh, Scott, you go to church all the time. How can you be responsible for that?
Oh, I was there at the moment that it happened. That's how.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that I deserve credit, but I'm having fun with that. My point is, though, I was about to tell you, though, all kinds of people said, I was in church, I was praying, I was, you know, praying for a Minneapolis miracle, and they got one. So, very interesting. All right, let me bring in a conversation quickly here with Tammy Noteboom from Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch. We've been scheduling conversations with folks that'll be participating in Giving Hearts Day, so you know more about the charities out there that are in search of the help to do the good they do a day in and day out. And also coming up, more of your calls, questions, comments on Martin Luther King Day, as well as the Vikes or anything else you want to talk about. 258-0550 to call us, 258-0550, 800-228-0550. Or you can text Todd or I, Todd at 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. Here is Tammy Noteboom from Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch. Tammy, how are you?
Hello. Actually, this isn't Tammy. This is Janet Zinke from Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch.
Well, they swapped us out at the last minute and didn't tell me. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, how are you?
No, I guess I was told last week, so I wanted to call in and say thank you first for you gentlemen for letting us share the ministry that is Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch with some folks.
Yeah, so for folks that are not familiar with it, tell us what is the Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch. What is that ministry? What do you do?
It is a place like none other. It's a residential treatment and educational center for children and their families. And on our campuses, God is the hero. We are proud to share that we're a Christian ministry, and we help some of the most troubled, complicated, but amazing kids by helping them with psychiatric therapy, trauma care, and we help them find their best selves and become the people God meant them to be before they went through a trauma or were born with, you know, psychiatric diagnosis beyond their control.
So if there was not a Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch, where would these individuals be?
Well, that's a good question, because many of these kids have been through multiple foster homes. We had several boys this year that had been in four or five foster homes, and they were only seventh graders. So they've been through many different situations, and some, you know, could be in the youth correctional facility in Bismarck. But we like to think of ourselves as the premier facility to help kids, and we have a tremendous amount of respect for all the people trying to help kids, but we really try to see the, help them see the best in themselves and bring them hope for their future and healing for today.
What do you need more than anything?
We need prayers and we need support. Because each child that comes in, for one child, the cost is approximately $100,000. And of that, you know, we do get insurance, Medicare, that covers about 64%, but that leaves about $36,000 that we need to raise for each child every day. Well, it's not every day, but for their care while they're with us.
Absolutely. So you can help folks on Giving Hearts Day, which is coming up, something Dakota Medical Foundation, Impact Foundation, Alex Stern's Family Foundation have been doing for a number of years. It started in 2008. They raised about less than $500,000 and have grown every single year to the point where they were over $10 million last year in a single day. So really incredible, $41 million raised to date. And there are a number of different contests and competitive things, and the more you donate, the more there is a match for and different things. So that's why we're encouraging you to learn about these charities and pick some favorites and do some good on Giving Hearts Day, which is coming up in February. All right. Well, we really appreciate
It's on February 8th at impactgiveback.com. .org, and just to share, we help close to 1,000 kids and families every single year, and without folks out there praying for us and supporting us, it wouldn't be possible. Our entire spiritual life program, which is a big part of their success, is completely funded through gifts from others. So we couldn't do this ministry and help those young souls without folks like you.
Giving Hearts Day, February 8th. And again, impactgiveback.org to find out more and get all ready to go for the 8th. So, fantastic. Thanks so much for the time. Our best to everybody at Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Thank you so much. There's so many people doing so many good things. I love being able to talk about them, and Giving Hearts Day gives us a chance to do that. So it is really awesome. Here's some of your comments. Our big question today, what is racism? I don't know anymore, and I want to know what you consider it. One texter, listener says, a racist, a bigot, a homophobe, a transphobe, xenophobe, hater, anyone making a point that a liberal Democrat cannot refute or answer without sounding like a fool. Yes, sadly, it's become much more of a political thing than an obvious, okay, I know racism when I see it. It's a political tool now. Somebody else says, you look at somebody wrong and they'll call you racist. I'm so tired of the news about the word that rhymes with spithole. Really? Let's get some issues taken care of, like our president is doing oh so well. Your take on that and more when we continue.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Plains Apache. Those folks know sprayers, I'll tell you. They're in the spraying game through and through. It's what they do. They live, breathe, eat, sleep. Sprayers, egg application. They got it all down. So, when you need a sprayer, new or used, you want a pro. When you spray as much as you do, get support from guys that know spray application. And nobody knows it like the guys at High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including the Apache self-propelled sprayer. Best warranty in the biz. Light footprint. You're in the field when your neighbors aren't. High Plains Apache in Mandan, 663-2375, or south of Fargo, Frontier, exit 60 off I-29. Tell them that Scott and Todd sent you. All right, what do I have for you here? A fellow by the name of David Perdue is a senator from Georgia. He was in the room along with another senator by the name of Tom Cotton, and also Dick Durbin, with President Trump, when the famous word that rhymes with, what does it rhyme with again, Todd? I can't remember. Todd's handling this word from now on.
I've blocked that completely out of my head.
Steer clear of the FCC. Although
there may be a word that was said by a lot of people at the same time at the end of the Viking game yesterday. Prefaced by different, like, oh, or holy, or...
Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, the word rhymes with spittle. You know what we're talking about from last week, right? And
no idea.
ABC News, This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Watch how quick this line of questioning ends when the facts come out about what actually was said in that meeting. Here's Senator David Perdue of Georgia.
To what we just heard from Congressman Lewis, that he believes President Trump is a racist.
Well, of course, I think that's ridiculous. I grew up in the South. I fully understand what that means. But the congressman and I just disagree on a couple things. First, I'm from Georgia. I've been in those schools he's talking about, and he's exactly right that regardless of race, religion, anything, those schools, those kids are doing great together. The problem is when you get to the Washington politicians, the career politicians who want to pander to their base, what we have going on here right now is a gross misrepresentation. This all started with a total misrepresentation of a meeting that happened last Thursday. And people forget that just 2 days earlier, this president, in an open meeting, with media in there for almost an hour, George, debated this with both sides, Democrats, Republicans, House members, and the Senate. And what we forget is that 72% of Americans want us to solve this problem. We want to solve the DACA problem. We want to have border security with a wall. We want to end chain migration and end this archaic diversity lottery. That's the scope that we all agreed to on Tuesday. Then on Thursday, we had a meeting, and coming out of that meeting, we had a gross misrepresentation of what happened in that meeting. But it's not the first time we've had a gross misrepresentation by that individual.
Let me finish, George. Well, I want to know what the gross misrepresentation was.
The gross misrepresentation was that language was used in there that was not used, and also that the tone of that meeting was not contributory and not constructive. In 2013, Senator Durbin also made the same accusation against a Republican leader in a meeting with President Obama and said that it was he chewed out the president. It was so disrespectful to President Obama, we couldn't even have the meeting. That's what he said in 2013. Later that day, the president's own press secretary came out and said, and I quote, "It did not happen." This is about a gross misrepresentation. It's not the first time. These people have been trying for 35 years to solve this immigration problem without success for one reason, and that is I don't believe they're serious about trying to solve that right now.
You just said that what Senator Durbin said, the president, the words the president used were not used. You said that did not happen. But it's not just Senator Durbin who said that. I mean, Senator Lindsey Graham has put out a statement saying that he countered the president's words in the moment, and he told his Republican colleague from South Carolina, Tim Scott, that the reports of that meeting were basically accurate. Those comments have been confirmed by multiple sources. You're saying it didn't happen?
Multiple sources. There were six of us in the room. I haven't heard any of those six sources other than Senator Durbin talk about what was said.
Look, well, Senator Graham told Senator Scott that the reports were basically accurate.
Well, you'll have to deal with him. But basically is an operative word. The trouble here is that Senator Durbin came and brought a proposal. Let's put this in perspective.
But you know, I want to get to the proposal, but you're saying flat out, definitively, the president did not say those words.
I'm saying that this is a gross misrepresentation. It's not the first time Senator Durbin has done it, and it is not productive to solving the problem.
So what did the president say?
Most people in America, George, want us to solve the DACA situation. Republicans and Democrats want to solve the DACA situation. But we also want to make sure that we're not back here in 5 years doing the same thing again. What we have to do is secure our borders, George. This is a serious issue. It's not just an immigration issue. It's a national security issue. The president wants a wall, and we're not talking about 2,000 miles here. We're talking about 600 miles or so. We're not talking about anything that's unreasonable or that the Democrats have already voted for in the past. The second thing is we've got to end chain migration. And this is where 72% of our population agrees. We need to limit it to the worker, the spouse, and the immediate family. 72%, George, almost 60% believe that we should move to a merit-based immigration system similar to what the commission did when you were in the White House in the 90s. President Clinton received a report from Barbara Jordan and a presidential commission on immigration that said they wanted to end chain migration and move more toward an immigration system based on merit and who people were, not where they were from, which is what our system is, more like Canada and Australia.
The supporters of this bipartisan deal say they do limit chain migration and that there is some border wall funding in there as well, about $1.6 billion. I want to get more on that, but just to be clear, I'm not clear on exactly what you're saying happened in this meeting. You say it was a gross misrepresentation. Senator Durbin has been very clear. Senator Graham has told others that the reports were basically accurate. Are you saying the president did not use the word that has been so widely reported?
I'm telling you he did not use that word, George, and I'm telling you it's a gross misrepresentation. How many times do you want me to say that?
No kidding!
What is happening here is the same thing that happened in 2013 where you had a press secretary of your president who said it didn't happen. What did happen in that meeting was a very constructive conversation about how to move forward. We were listening to a proposal that the Democrats are bringing forward. It's not a serious proposal, but $1.8 billion has already been basically approved. It's in the current budget. What we want to do is get serious about a compromise. Look, this deal has got to find symmetry. And so far, the potential is there. We can solve the DACA. We may even be able to solve some of the Dreamer numbers that Senator Durbin wants to talk about. But we have to talk about ending chain migration and securing our borders, George. It's no more complicated than that.
You're sounding more optimistic than the president this morning. He just put out that tweet saying DACA is probably dead.
Well, unless the Democrats get serious about negotiating, I mean, what we have to do is find common ground. But both parties, and Americans want this, both parties want to solve the DACA issue. And again, I keep coming back to these statistics.
All right, you're getting a point. You're getting the point. And what's so funny about George Stephanopoulos is he is doing everything in his power to confirm what Dick Durbin has said. here is the senator from Georgia, Perdue, saying over and over and over again, it didn't happen. I was in the room, and Durbin has lied about something similar before, so what basis do you have to trust him? And he just wants to believe what he had to say. This is the problem. You know, this is where they're at. And I'm glad he also said, you know, you haven't fixed the problem. You work for Bill Clinton. You guys didn't fix the problem. Everybody's kicking the can down the road. This is where Trump gets his credibility. He realizes these things have been talked about forever and nothing's been done about it and is actually doing something about it, which I think is great. Is Donald Trump a racist in your eyes? What constitutes a racist? What is a racist as we sit here in January 2018? I want to know.
Loose term.
To me, it is so blatantly obvious, and it's impossible to see into somebody's heart, Todd, obviously, right? We can't. But if you see somebody acting in a way that Martin Luther King, who is being honored today, committed his life to taking on to say that is wrong, KKK kind of stuff, the awful, horrible, cruel things that we know to be accurate, water fountains, restaurant counters, buses, no, you're in the back of the bus because of the color of your skin, clearly that's racist. That's racist.
But people like to play that word card, though. If I, being Caucasian, criticize something an African American has done, then I'm assumed to be a racist until proven innocent.
We have to take that on head on in my view, because it diminishes what truly is racism. Now you're just doing it as a political blunt force instrument. Bob West Hope, is Donald Trump racist? What is a racist?
No, he is not a racist. I don't know how many people out there that are, but I'll tell you one thing. If Oprah runs for president, he's a great racist.
I'm not sure I follow you. If Oprah, that's what will be the overwhelming theme of her candidacy against him, would be that he's a racist?
No, he is.
Oh, she is.
She is, yeah.
Why? What makes her a racist?
Well, you just listen to when she's talking and when she had her poor TV programs on and stuff like that. You could just see it in her just the way it was. She, whatever, anyway.
I tell you what, if we're having a conversation about what is racism, some of the things that come from the minority community towards the white community, I think fairly could be called racism. I'm not disagreeing with you there. Texter says they are attacking the statement to avoid the question and any solution. There's a very wise listener right there. A very wise listener. And I think, actually, Dick Durbin saw this go in a direction he didn't want it to go. And so, therefore, play the racist card. Throw the word out there. Because if Dick Durbin really gets up every day like, oh, I want to solve this DACA problem because we can't, the uncertainty, these poor people, we've got to fix this problem. I'm so worried about, then he doesn't pull what he pulled. How does that help the situation? Even if what he believes were the events of that meeting were the case, you know, you could think, boy, why did he say that? I don't, but to take a meeting of seven people and then run to the media with it and turn it into a political, you know, a storm of some kind, Todd. I'm forgetting the word for the storm. I mean, then you have no other intention. You have no other intention.
You're finally forgetting that word, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah. How about that? Amazing. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Tom Fisher from Fisher Industries, finalist to build a wall, speaking of this immigration situation coming up before we're done today, and lots more straight ahead on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions.
And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Piper's. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Piper's.com. MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I am asking every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Your response aids in the funding and development of farm programs and the boosting of support services. Among many other benefits, your response helps show the entire nation the value of agriculture to our country and the world. With an improved online questionnaire for this census, responding is easier and more convenient than ever. As always, all responses are secure and confidential as required by law. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. Help rural America. Be counted. Respond now at www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I want to tell you about my friends at MBI Energy. I'm telling you, there is some energy in the air as it comes to that oil price and the amount of development. The Dakota Access Pipeline has really turned a spigot on in the way of additional development. And the one thing that is limiting the growth right now of the Bakken is people. And MBI Energy, let me just tell you a little bit about MBI Energy. So when the downturn happened a number of years ago, they kept a lot of people, a lot of people. They did not do it like a lot of others did, or just say, boom, shoot it, shut her down, let people go. They found people new positions, moved them around. They've been at it a long time. I mean, and so that comes with, since 1979. It really is the way you, the long haul is the word I'm looking for. A team that's in it for the long haul. So I'd suggest if you're looking, apply with MBI today. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com. Take a look at a lot of different locations all throughout the Bakken. And, of course, if you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, MBI Energy Services is it. They've been serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. Comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, variety of work schedules as well. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS, 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS. Good thing you weren't in Hawaii this weekend, huh? It was another kind of strange deal. Here was my takeaway from what happened in Hawaii. First of all, mistakes happen. Okay, so this can happen. But second of all, let's recognize why Donald Trump is doing what he's doing with Kim Jong-un and taking this on. The threat is real. The threat is serious. This is important. China and others are, for the first time in decades, sometimes ever, some of these countries, helping us with sanctions and other things towards North Korea. Through Donald Trump, Nikki Haley's leadership. I took it as a, well, I told you so, folks. Hello? This is real. Now, you had a bunch of snowflakes going over there. How cruel could they be? How mean could they be to send that out? And oh my gosh, they're putting kids in storm sewers. First of all, really? Really? Storm sewers? Did you see that? Storm sewers. So there wasn't the, you know, the brightest stuff going on. But now, next time it happens and it's for real, maybe you'll have a little better plan. And the snowflake crowd that's freaking out about people being scared about an alert that turned out to be a false alarm, use it as a teaching experience that the threat is real. Get in the game. Maybe pay a little attention to politics. Don't look at some Facebook post and go, oh, Donald Trump's such a dummy. Maybe really understand the threats we have and why we have this president at this time. Because of how long we've kicked the can down the road. That's what I took away from Hawaii. Was that a little more serious than you took away from that, Todd? Were you just snickering over the whole thing?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, mistakes happen. You're right. I hope they find out what, you know, get to the bottom of why the mistake happened, and then we don't have the mistake happen again. But that was a pretty big one.
Gail texts on our other question of the day here today for Martin Luther King Day. Scott, the word racist is so overused, it means nothing anymore to most people. It's no different than the word gourmet. You got gourmet potato chips. You've got gourmet ice cream. You've got gourmet mustard, gourmet summer sausage.
New and gourmet improved.
Gourmet means nothing anymore. Gourmet was a word set aside for fine food. Now Slim Jims are considered gourmet. The word means nothing anymore, just like racist.
There you go.
Said so much, it's mostly taken as a matter of fact, meaning gone. And Trump is not a racist, says Gail. I think Gail's a smart lady. You know what I'm saying? I think Gail's a smart lady. Just saying. For sure. 800-228-0550, question of the day. On this Martin Luther King Day. When we come back, I want to play you something from John Maxwell. You know who John Maxwell is? Longtime motivational speaker, leadership coach. He does a video every day, A Minute with Maxwell, they call it. I like him. He's a smart guy and kind of revs you up for the day. And good leadership. Some comments on Martin Luther King that really stuck with me bright and early this morning. I want to play those for you about Martin Luther King. But also just talk more about the Martin Luther King kind of racism that he took on, committed his life to changing, and really did in the way of civil rights, versus the racism of today, which in my estimation is more of a political tool. It's not where it is, and I'm not suggesting it doesn't exist, that people have hard hearts and do things to or directed at people just because of the color of their skin. Certainly it happens. I think it happens to a lot lesser degree than it did when we had separate drinking fountains and places on buses and all of that. I think it's a lot less, but it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. When it does, we got to call it out. And when we politically use it as a punching bag, it loses its true meaning. More after this.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.